Hello, welcome to Every Six Sec, a sex and relationship podcast from those least qualified to talk about it. I'm your co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm a co-host, Marina Conover.
And despite the names that we have being last of the names, we are
the same married. Last names.
Yes, because we have similar/the same last names.
We have the same last name.
Because we have the same last name, we're not, you should not assume we're married.
We're brother and sister.
False. Yes, we're brother and sister.
And that doesn't make things weird ever.
It never makes things weird ever talking about the sex podcast.
Yep. It's the best. Hey, Rhodes, I got to apologize to you for being late to our recording session today. And I want you to know it wasn't because I was sleeping, although we are recording in the morning. It's because I had been sleeping and then I was laying in bed and I was watching videos. I was watching video of people getting puppies, like people giving puppies to people and people being like, oh my God, I love you. And then like another video after that of like dogs running out into the snow and just completely falling. Like, so you can't see that there's a dog there anymore because the snow's so deep. It was really good.
I don't think you owe me an apology. I think that's just like, that's a very reasonable use of time in the morning. Like that's a good way to start your day. I don't blame you for that. Yeah,
there was one where like you didn't see the puppy jumping in because a lot of them were like the dog is like in the house and then jumps out like from the porch or something. But this one you didn't see the puppy getting in. You just saw like all you could see was snow and then a little tail wagging and moving its way through the snow. It was amazing.
That's funny.
So yeah, I guess I'm not sorry.
Yeah, don't be. You shouldn't be.
Cool.
Let's talk about the things. This time we actually prepared a little bit.
Oh, also, let's say, because we've attempted to record this fourth episode now. This is the third time. And for various reasons, we're not releasing the other ones. But we did say things in the other ones that I think we should mention here at the top. Like, okay. Like the fact that there's a Tumblr that I've created and I've yet to post anything on, but there's a Tumblr, everysixsec.tumblr.com, which you can go to and hopefully you can contact us there if you wanted to, or you could email us at everysixsec@gmail.com because those things exist now. And also, we have a release schedule, which previously we were kind of just like, I don't know, when should we release it? But the plan is every other Wednesday. So you're hearing this. I mean, the Wednesday that you're hearing it, or maybe you're hearing it in the future, but the point is that we're going to do every other Wednesday is the release schedule. So there is one now, by the way. Thank you for listening. That's the thing that exists.
Also, we have a Twitter account that is yet to exist, but it will. So I guess we don't have it, but we will. So keep an eye out on that, I guess, if you care about that terrible social media platform.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if they were excited that we had a Twitter, they're not anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that I'll create it and we'll never, ever get a retweet. And then I can justify not checking it because no one cares about it.
Is that the only currency of Twitter is like getting retweets? Isn't it also like you can see what other people are saying and people respond to it? Is that the same as a retweet? How does that Twitter work? You know what? I don't care.
I think when you respond, you're retweeting.
Did you say respond?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Respond. I don't know. Somehow the way you said it, I thought you meant like respond, like in video games, like, oh no, the bad guys have respawned. And I was like, that's a thing on Twitter? I mean, I know there's a lot of jerks there.
Well, yeah, when you burn someone hard enough, they stop existing. Yeah.
I literally used the word. Later. I literally used the word and then heard you use it. And it was like, I don't understand what that word is.
Oh, good. Oh, good. We're nailing this internet lingo team.
Mm-hmm. We're the super cool kids and we know the internet. I was going to say images, but that's definitely not a thing.
Yeah, no, Marina, it's not.
Okay. I'm an adult. I'm old. I'm an old person now in internet years and everything else. So
yeah, me too. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're at least still in college. You can still be relevant, maybe.
I can still kind of be relevant if I decide to be, but like what I have to give up for that. Like, I feel like high schoolers, like, they're bored. So, like, they don't have to give up anything. They just, like, they want to be on the internet all the time and be active and be influential. And then college students, kind of want to still be part of the thing, but they kind of sometimes are, but they aren't.
I thought you meant, like, what part of my soul am I selling in order to be successful on the internet? You're like, what do I want to give up for that? And I was like, I don't know. Your ability to, like, play the fiddle or something. I get it now. I'm with you again.
Yeah, for some reason, the devil only takes fiddle deals, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it really sucks for me. Because that means if you really have the desire to play the fiddle, there's a very viable way to get there.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of odd. I thought he would offer other things too, but nope. Fideals only.
That sucked.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I smiled, but it sucked.
Yeah, that's the side of a mid-range pun. Mm-hmm. I smiled, but that was shit.
I smiled, but I have to tell you, I hated it.
I wanted to die the whole time you were saying it, so. Do you want to talk about the sex?
Sure, let's talk about the sex. Or maybe not this time so much the sex.
Oh, okay. Not a lot of the sex. Okay, I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, it's related. What we were trying to talk about last time, and we got into a big old fight, which is why we're not releasing that episode.
Yeah, that's not.
Because there was some shouting at each other about the concept. Basically, the question is, Rhodes, do you identify as straight, and do you feel like you fit into the LGBT community? Kind of like that whole, like, labels question. Labels and sexuality. And that's what we would love to talk about today. And hopefully without some shouting about tangents that didn't actually have anything.
Yeah, for real. Well, I think XCOM is the best game, and if you disagree with me, I hate you.
I mean, I like XCOM, though, actually.
Okay, cool.
That's pretty good.
I just wanted to get my shouting out a little bit.
Good.
So now it's done. Now there's no risk that I could get to a different point again.
Unfortunately, I don't know that's how shouting works. I think once you go down that route, you kind of like start amping up.
No. It's the opposite. You only have a certain amount of shout energy per day. And
I wish someone would tell that to the NRA.
Yeah, for real.
Sorry, guys. You only have a certain amount of chow energy per day. You guys are working on a deficit. You need to be quiet.
I wish that that people would tell the NRA literally anything associated with real facts, too. I think we have been.
And they would listen.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone's listening.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, good old NRA. Everyone loves the NRA, except for the people who are being dead because of their choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Anyway,
sexuality is a little more fun than death.
Yeah, right.
On the scale of things that you could talk probably about, it's like, yeah, puppies is at the top. XCOM is somewhere there too. Then there's like sexuality and death, but they're near things to talk about with your brother.
Yeah.
But nice. Rhodes, do you identify as straight?
Like if someone asks me, are you straight?
Yeah. Usually, would you be like, yeah?
Yeah, usually I do, but I usually also add on a qualifier of, like, I'm asexual, because I think how I feel, and this probably isn't correct definitionally, but how I feel, I feel straight is indicative of who you're interested in, unless it's just indicative of, like, your sexuality, just how I feel about it, but that might be just influenced by the fact that I'm asexual, or demisexual, whatever. But I always felt like I'm interested romantically in women, so therefore I'm straight. And I don't have any interest romantically or sexually in men or anything else. So, therefore, I don't think I qualify as anything else. So straight is the best word. It's generally how I think of it.
All right. I mean, are you familiar with the concept of, like, having a romantic orientation and a sexual orientation?
Yeah, I definitely am. But usually in the context of talking with a person who's just casually asking, are you straight? They don't care beyond, are you straight or gay? Or bi. Like, that's it. That's all you really care about. So I just say, for the simplicity, yeah, I'm straight.
Okay. Does that make you feel like you're part of the LGBT community or no?
I don't really feel like I fall into the LGBT community personally. I think that there's definitely those in the asexual community who feel like they do fall in the LGBT community are completely 100% within their rights for that, because I think they in many ways kind of fit with it. I just don't personally feel like I align with it.
You know, there's actually, like, this one's kind of like a hot button issue in that there's a lot of, like, ace exclusionary people. And it's like
exclusion from what?
From the LGBT community.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like, not everybody thinks that. But I'm there's sure. certainly some people who go out there and are very much like, ace people are lying. They're just straight people who, you know, want to be part of this cool community, so they shouldn't be allowed here. Or the concept of, like, ace people are just people who don't understand about, like, what sex is, and, like, they haven't met the right person yet and they're broken. Kind of all the stuff that maybe, like, straight people would say to ace people, but, like,
that's nice.
Yeah, and it's kind of shitty. Or like the concept of like
shitty.
Yeah, there's also like I've seen the concept that like ace people are just so ashamed about sex that they are just really held down by like the patriarchy, and so it's actually evil if you tell kids you're ace because you don't want kids to grow up and become broken because you like told them it was okay to be, and so they shouldn't be allowed in the LGBT community. It's like a hot button.
That's wild. Thing,
I guess there's like, yeah, there's sort of like bi exclusionists and also ace exclusionists, and they all kind of are like, you don't belong here.
That's so confusing to me, because I would think that like the LGBT community would understand what it's like to be told you're wrong, you're broken, you don't exist. Mm-hmm. Like you're not real, you're just broken, you need to get fixed, you haven't met the right, like if it's a guy, you haven't met the right girl yet. I'm sure they've heard all those arguments before, and now they're turning them against other people. That's pretty wild.
It sucks.
Yeah, you'd think that, I guess humans are humans.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying like this is like, it's not like there's an official LGBT community feels this. I'm just saying that there are some people within there.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's
that feel that way. And also like there's generally, we call them TERFs, and they're kind of shitty to like everyone, like to trans people and bi people and ace people. But like, there's certainly this contingent out there that's just like, oh, ace people are not even like there's a spectrum of like, it's not even a real thing to like, it's fine if it's real, but you need your own resources. Get out of here.
That's so wild.
Yeah, huh. I agree.
I just feel like I thought the point of, I mean, maybe not the only point, but a big point of the LGBT community, especially in recent years, has been encouraging inclusion in our culture. Mm-hmm. So it's really odd to me that like they're preaching that, but then the minute it's like we need to include somebody else, it's like, well, maybe not all, just me. That's kind of weird. All right.
Yeah, well, it is weird and it's not cool. I don't want to talk about it too much because it's like shitty. But certainly at least where I stand, and it's sort of like weird that both you and me are like, well, we're ace and we think, well, at least I think that ace should belong to that spectrum, the LGBT community. Like, I think it fits right in there of like a sexuality that's different from the norm. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of times you could say LGBTQ plus or LGBTQIA. And it's like, what does that A stand for?
Is it asexual?
I mean, people who think that asexual people don't belong there would say it's for ally.
Okay. Gotcha. What if we had two A's?
Right. Or like if it's plus, it's like literally plus whatever, like plus all these different things that we don't have, like we don't need to list 100 letters for, like you belong here. Yeah. It's just one of those things that for me, I don't think of myself as straight.
Gotcha.
Like, I mean, I guess I sort of phrased the question weird to you of like, if someone asked you, if someone asked me, are you straight? I would be like, oh, I don't want to be talking to you. So it would be hard for me to answer the question because I'd be like, oh my God, you know what? I just realized I have to like do other stuff over there.
I have to go paint the lawn.
Yeah, it's really important because I live in an apartment, so the lawn's not mine. Okay, bye. Because that's kind of a weird question, but like, I don't think of myself as straight, but it does seem like something that I feel kind of weird saying like, well, I'm not straight, because in some ways it feels like, well, I'm the closest thing to straight that there could sort of be without being straight, in that like, in terms of like passing or whatever. Are you familiar with that term?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, like, the concept of being able to pass as straight so that people aren't like, you're gay, and then they beat you up and try to kill you. It's like being able to pass is sometimes like a valued, hopefully not so much anymore, but, you know, also for like maybe trans people, it's like the some people might desire to pass and never have anyone question that they're anything else. So like passing is sort of a concept of like, can you pass?
Gotcha. I never heard of that for context, but yeah, that makes sense.
Right. And so like, and if you can pass as straight, then you're less likely to get beaten up and murdered. So I certainly am the closest to passing, because like people looking at me and looking at the people that I've dated or whatever would probably just be like, oh, you're straight, you're fine.
Yeah. Anyone who's just looking at evidence on your Facebook profile would just think you're straight.
And that's, right. And they, I mean, there's not a lot there because I never use Facebook, but
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't the point of the words I was saying, but yeah, that's true.
It's questionable though, because I do post about McElroy's and Dirk Gently, and those are two fandoms that have some pretty high, like if you knew about the fandoms, you'd be like, there's a lot of gay people on those fandoms. So, you know, maybe, looking at my Facebook information, but, Yeah. So like, there's sort of a feeling there where I like, I feel kind of like odd that way. And yeah, there's sort of like the umbrella terms in talking about this stuff of like straight or gay, you know, like are kind of the things that people say.
Yep. That's like and the two, like, apparently.
Those are kind of like the two, apparently. And it's like, there's a lot of things that fit into the LGBT community that aren't that, but in the lay conversation, you know, like there's sort of like, there's apparently a dichotomy of like straight or gay. And if you don't fit into that, it's like a whole conversation. Like people just don't know that you can be like, oh, I'm ace. Like it'd be awesome if we can get to that place sometime where people can be like, oh, you're ace. Okay. I get it. I know what that is. Mm-hmm. But like at the moment, it's like a whole thing. So like there's that. I wouldn't really feel like I would want to say I'm straight to people, even though it would make the conversation easier. Cause I don't feel necessarily like I am. Cause I feel like there's a fair difference. Just like the concept of like, you know, I think there's a big difference in like, it's hard to, I don't know. Here we go. Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Do you feel like you're going to die alone?
Do I feel like I'm going to die alone? I think that depends on the day.
I mean, in general, do you feel like you're going to die alone?
I genuinely, if I'm being like genuine, I have no clue what my future holds. Like I can, right. I can very realistically imagine a scenario where I end up marrying somebody, but I can also very realistically imagine a scenario where I do not. And I'm really not sure which one's going to happen.
Right.
Like it was easier when I was dating someone to be like, oh yeah, this is the end result in some form. Maybe not this person, but I'm here in this type of relationship. So naturally something like this is where I'll end up. But when I'm out of it, it's a lot easier to also see the perspective of, yeah, but I could just do this forever. So like I've seen both and I'm really not sure. I making a best guess wouldn't really be fair to either. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I often feel like that.
Right. I mean, no, I mean, this, whatever, but like, I don't know. The podcast is hopefully helpful, but also, you know, people don't always know shit. That's talking true. About it is helpful. I often, most of the time, feel like I'm totally going to die alone. And like, I don't necessarily want to do that. Like, I'm not bothered if I never have sex again. Like, that's not the thing. But like, having somebody close in your life that you can share life with is nice. And I just don't know that I'm going to have that because it feels very hard to find somebody. Mm-hmm. And like, especially because if anyone even comes up with the concept of like, do you want to go on a date or whatever? Like, even if it was someone who's like somehow a good friend and there was like, do you want a date? It's like, for instance, like there was a person I dated for a while and we continued to stay very good friends. And then after we had broken up, he was like, we should date again. And there was this part of me that was like, I would like to do that because I know I like spending time in a certain type of relationship with you. But also, I don't think that I could say that I have the sexual attraction to you, which sort of makes sense after being broken up and all that stuff, you know, but that doesn't mean that I couldn't feel that again because I had at one point. So it was sort of like a whole confusing thing. And it's like very hard for me to be like, okay, well let's get into like trying out this dating relationship because unfortunately I can't get into it and fully be like, and then maybe, you know, after a couple dates we can kiss each other, which, you know, I would think that straight people would like to do. And I don't necessarily want to do that. And it might take a really long time and it might never happen. And so it feels kind of disingenuous to get into any kind of situation like that. excuse me. So it's like, it feels kind of disingenuous. And so it makes it really hard because it sort of seems like, again, like predicting the future, which I can't do. If someone was like, do you want to go out? I would have to be like, well, am I ever going to feel sexually attracted to this person? Because otherwise I'm kind of leading them on. And then how am I going to know if I'm ever going to feel that way? Like that might happen if I get to know them super well, like down the line, I don't know. And I'm aware that that's like kind of dumb. And like, even if I was straight and I went on a date with somebody, I might not want to do any sort of kissing or anything else. And that they would just have to be fine with that.
Yep.
But somehow it still feels uncool of me. And so like, I just feel like it's this extra hurdle of like not being able to, of like makes it harder to find somebody. So like that definitely for me sets it apart is like, yeah, I mean, it's possible that I could be attracted to guys. Like it's possible. So like in that sense, like I you know, straight could fit, but there's no guarantee that it would be. And also, I think I would probably feel the same way about girls. And I know that I haven't like dated any girls, but certainly I don't think that there'd be any difference for me in terms of that. Like, I think that, it's certainly like a, if I get to know you really well, those feelings might blossom. And if I got to know you really well and you're a girl, those feelings might blossom too. I don't think that there's any, I don't feel any kind of like
interesting. Okay.
Distinction between genders.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that also makes me feel like saying I'm straight isn't quite right. But
definitely not.
And sometimes I feel like the LGBT community is a place where I could fit because I think that ACEs should belong there. But personally, on a personal level, I sometimes feel like maybe I shouldn't, you know what I mean? Which is like weird. And it's things like, and the fact that I know that there's ACE exclusionaries out there when there's people being like, this is a community of like, we're trying to be a community of like gay fans who are into this thing. And it's like, well, I could go and be part of that. But, or like talking to people on online and they're like, I'm so excited to see like my sexuality represented here. And I'm like, that's cool. And I don't really want to like say my sexuality because I get a little nervous that person could be like, oh, you don't belong here. Yes. Which is kind of shitty.
It is shitty.
You know? So it's like a, it's a thorny question on my end. It seems like, I'm glad that you found a way that you can handle it that's pretty simple. But I know that for me, it feels really like thorny.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah, no. Yeah. That sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, it's fine. Well, you don't have to say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm not like apologizing for anything I've done. I'm apologizing for.
Well, you should because you yelled at me before.
It's true. It's true.
About XCOM.
Yeah, XCOM. XCOM.
It's so good, though. You it's very intense, but it's very good.
It's a very good game. No, but I'm sorry. Not for anything like I did because I didn't do anything to cause this. But for like the experience you're having, that's not really fair. So that sucks.
Right. And that to me, and again, somehow I feel a little weird being like, let me tell you about the LGBT community. Cause I don't necessarily feel like I'm accepted as part of it, even though I feel like maybe it's God, what is the word for being a sexuality, sexual orientation? Wow. I guess it's early. It's not.
It's not that early. No,
it's really not. But yeah, I feel weird being like, let me tell you about the LGBT community when I don't feel like I'm a part of it, but I feel like my sexuality should be a part of it. But now that I got that sentence done, I can't remember what I was going to say at the end of it.
Well, okay. That was a very long sentence.
Yeah. I guess the feeling was that I think sort of reiterating what you were saying, where I feel like the LGBT community is one that's sort of like a great like place for the concept of what we're talking about of like, I don't feel like I fit in here with the rest of this and I'm a little bit different. And it feels like that should be the place for like, oh, we're a little bit different here. That's what we do. Like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Even if like, yeah, even if like LGBT community's like opinion is like, this is just for like this type of thing, they should still be like super nice and like and inclusive and kind to like an asexual group or groups that they don't consider like maybe strictly in the definition that they have. Like saying you don't belong is not a really great way to be inclusionary.
Right. You know what well, I mean? I guess I do want to like, I source it as coming from within the LGBT community for you when I was mentioning it, because generally it's not, this concept isn't brought up sometimes, but I don't think it's usually brought up with like straight women or whatever, but maybe I don't know a ton about it, but I do want to reiterate that this isn't like, there's not like an official LGBT position. And it's not like every LGBT person feels this. In fact, a lot of them who aren't ace are very like strongly like inclusionist and all that stuff like you would hope, but there certainly are ones that aren't, and they're kind of seated through there. And it's when you're just talking to somebody, sometimes you might not know. But certainly I would say, I think hopefully the LGBT community at large is pretty cool about it, but there's the exclusionists are like a specific faction that are uncool about
that's,
it.
That's super lame. Like I could maybe, and I'm not saying I agree with this, but I could maybe understand an argument that like the LGBT community is its own thing and we want there to be an asexual community of its own value, but we're this thing. But there still need to be like really nice and like understanding of the ace situation. But being like, no, you don't belong here is the opposite of that. It's like they're so clearly not doing the thing they should. Like, it's just, it's so not cool. Regardless of whether or not you think the definition should include this group, you should still be like better than this. I don't know.
That's, you would lame. Hope so.
I'd hope so. Yeah. It's just super lame.
I think it's just one of those things. Like, people, you know, can fall into shitty, into like shitty thought places, I guess, where you're like, what you're thinking literally doesn't make sense. And people just kind of sometimes enjoy othering, you know.
Yep.
And I can understand the concept of like, if you've been maybe othered, that it's fun for you to have a chance to do some othering, but like, hopefully you understand. And I think most folks do that. It's shitty to do that.
Yeah.
Because you remember it was shitty when it felt like that for you. So like, don't be shitty to other people.
But I guess that's not connecting for everybody.
Yeah. There's some unpleasant like thoughts, situations that people do sometimes, and it sucks.
Yeah. That's shitty. I feel like in a lot of ways I've gotten, very lucky in terms of my sexuality. And that, like, I haven't had really, and then again, I've been in, you know, schooling for my entire life and not really like the real world per se. So maybe I haven't, fully come into contact with this stuff yet, but like, I've generally not had a lot of, I've never really received any sort of, prejudice or disrespect or distrust because of my sexuality. So it's a very fortunate thing I have in this world.
I think that's cool.
It's really cool.
I'm happy for you, but I think that's wrong.
What do you mean?
I think that the reason we ever first started talking about doing this podcast was you telling me a story about somebody who explicitly had a problem with you identifying as asexual.
Okay, that's true. I've had a couple, but like, I guess none of them have really gotten to me or bothered me much, is probably a more accurate statement. Is like, I don't really care.
There you go.
That's a lot more accurate. I've had a couple, you're right. I just don't have I don't really remember them or care about them that much, so...
Well, we are going to want you. I do really want you to remember that one, because that's definitely, again, we talked about that for like an hour and then we were like, we should make this a podcast. So we should talk about that at some point.
I'm trying to remember what that was, honestly, because I'm not remembering it right now. I hope it's just an early thing, but it's like, I remember the concept, but I don't actually remember the interaction in particular. So it'd be hard to speak to it.
Oh, shoot. Well, you told me, man, we should have recorded back when. Damn it.
Yeah. Jeez. Come on. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
I know what happened. You were like, no, I don't want to do that for like a year. And then you were like, let's do it. And then I was like, oh, you actually want to do it now? I can't because I'm scared of responsibility. Bye. And now we're here.
Now we're here. We made it. That's exciting.
Yeah, we sort of made it. Yeah, I just remember that whole thing. I remember getting very mad when you were talking about it. It was mostly jokes and we were joking a lot and that was fun. Because, yeah, I guess you still weren't taking it too terribly seriously, which was great. But like, I remember just sort of like... There was sort of concept of like, oh, if you think you're asexual, Rhodes, you're broken. And I was like, that's fucked up. And
oh,
you were like, well, it might be sort of true.
I remember this now.
And you were like, mm-hmm. It might be kind of true. And I was like, it's not true. That person is a shit for saying that to you.
Well, like, I mean, to be fair, I think there could be instances in the world where someone does not like sex because of a broken experience they've had. But
sure,
that
but that
no
doesn't mean they're broken.
Invalidates. Yeah. Well, I mean, broken
there's a difference
might not be the
best word. What?
Broken's probably not the best word then. You're right.
Right. It's a shitty word for it. It's like the concept of like a you're broken, like that there's something wrong with you is totally different than there was something wrong with that situation that happened to you.
Yeah,
and maybe
yeah.
that situation that happened is tangled up in who you are today, but of course it is. That's how like life works. Things that happen in your past change you, but that doesn't mean that how you feel is invalid or broken.
To be fair, a little bit fair, I think you're right. I don't want to like take away from your point, but I'd like to give whoever was saying this a little defense. I think they were using the word broken more in terms of like the Christianic form of the word broken, not like you like inherently like.
Oh, so it's like sinful that you don't want to have sex?
Not
That's
sinful
like so
either.
Mind-boggling.
No, it's sinful isn't really the right word that goes with broken either, from my understanding of that word. It's really the right word for it is the problem. Like, it's its own definition in a lot of ways in this context. I'm trying to think of how to phrase it. It's kind of like, to my understanding at least, how I've always used this phrase is like, it's sort of a lack, or not a lack, like if you're broken in terms of something, it means at least in this context, if you're broken, it means like, you know, that you've made mistakes in an area or you know that something is wrong and you're admitting that. So in the context of saying you might be broken because of being abused, potentially, that would be accurate in that, like, you're broken, you've experienced this bad thing and you acknowledge it. It's so hard. I'm having a really troublesome time explaining this phrase in this context.
So what you're saying is that somebody looked at you, you said, I'm asexual, and someone looks at you and says, that might be because you know that something bad happened to you in the past and you're acknowledging it?
Kind of, yeah. Like you're broken in that you experienced this awful thing, and like you're experiencing it and you recognize it. And that makes
Isn't
you
that
broken
good?
In a way. Yeah, in a lot of ways it's good. Like traditionally when I hear like someone's broken in Christianity, that's a good sign to me. Like not everyone agrees with me on that, but I believe that thoroughly. And I don't know if that's how they meant it, to be fair, but I think it reasonably could have been how they meant it when they were talking to me.
Also, I would want to say that that's probably a really shitty way of talking. Because if that's even, I've never heard that come up before, Rhodes, so that's an interesting point of view. Because I've certainly heard lots of people who are asexual be told that they're broken. Something's broken because they don't.
Yep. You're right. But, I'm remembering the exact words now. You're right. It was not what I'm saying.
Okay. You're right. So it was shitty. Just straight up.
It's not great.
Yeah. Basically what I'm saying is it's interesting that you bring that up because I've seen just like plenty of things on the internet of like people who are asexual being told that by others that they're broken. And I've never thought of it as like, oh, maybe that was like a Christian, somebody like some evangelical trying to explain it with that term. Like you're saying in Christianity, broken is a specific thing. And I've never thought about maybe that's what people were trying to say.
Maybe.
And I think in general, it's probably not, but even so, I guess my point is like, if that's what you're trying to say is like a Christian, like evangelicalizing to somebody about their sexuality, which is kind of shitty, but even if that is what you're trying to say, it's kind of like a bad term to use.
Choice of words. Yeah.
Because of the part where like, I literally had two definitions before you could get to the like, well, maybe it means sore mood or something like this. And it's like, so it's really not a great...
Yeah, it's going to cause confusion at best.
So like, that's not super helpful.
So you're not communicating effectively with what you're trying to do. So you should use a different term in this context specifically.
I really don't think it's usually used that way, though. And talking about asexual people, I think it's generally sort of like, well, there's something broken. And I'm like, when you get it fixed, you'll feel like you want to have sex again. And
No, if they say that, then it's like, nope, that's not what you should be saying right now at all.
It's really shitty.
There's no concept of fixing that should be involved with this.
Yeah, that's fine, dude. Just chill out. It's not your sexuality. And great news. That means I don't want to fuck you. Like, awesome.
That's like good news for you.
That's good news for you. I mean, maybe they really wanted to fuck me back, but whatever. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Not my problem.
Not my problem, bitch. I was trying that out. I felt bad saying it.
Yeah, I said that in a context to a friend the other day as like a joke, and I immediately was like, oh, I hate this word.
I don't mind it all the time sometimes, but the way I said it just then, I hated it.
There's some instances where I'm like chill with it, but how I said it in the context, like this was not the best.
I just can't pull that one off.
This is just not my word. There's like, I swear a lot in my comedy, but I particularly try to avoid. I don't even try to avoid. I just do because I feel uncomfortable with words that are like targeting to a specific group. So like, bitch, I don't say because like generally it's implying women. You know, like I don't see any reason to say you're particularly bad at being a woman or you're particularly bad as a woman or any of those things. Like it's not relevant. You're an idiot, maybe. But you're not, I don't, it's so weird that like this, the concept is really like so women centric. And I think that's weird. So I don't use that. I don't use like racial slurs really ever, but like I'll say fuck all the time. People get super uncomfortable because they say fuck a lot, but like, I don't say anything. It's interesting. It's just like, sorry, I knocked over my microphone. All you listeners at home.
That sounded so bad in my ears.
I'm so sorry. I was doing hand gestures for some reason.
I feel like I could feel them too. Like I could feel your voice starts. You start talking faster and you start getting more excited. I was like, I bet he's hand gesturing.
That's me. Yeah. And that's interesting. You can hear it. That's what they say is if you hand gesture, like even on an audio means they'll hear it and feel it, which is cool. So here, that's a real thing. But yeah, it's like, in my comedy, I really don't see a need for that. And it always confuses me when people use those phrases because I'm just like, I don't feel like you've really gained any communicative ability using this word. So I don't know why you're doing it. Anyway, that was a whole little rant about words and labels, but
cool.
It was a thought I had.
I loved it.
I'm so glad. So yeah, I think we've covered a lot of our points for this episode. Do you have anything else you want to add, or?
I don't know, dog. Like, I guess just.
See, you calling me dog is cool, but if I called you a female dog, it'd be weird.
Exactly. And call also, back. To be fair, call back to like a second ago.
Yep. I'll count it.
Okay. And also when I say it, it's definitely spelled D-A-U-G.
Yeah, but if I called you a female it's D-A-U-G, different. It would be different as well.
I mean, what's a female D-A-U-G? It's just D-A-U-G.
A botch.
No. What are you doing? No. Dog is like dude, a gender neutral.
I way of referring like to someone. I kind of like botch, though.
Why? And again, you're specifically silly. Saying, like, this is for women. This is a women one. And it's also a term for when you fuck something up.
That's why I think it's funny, is that it also lines up, like, in terms of, like, the wordplay element. Like, it'd be fun to do as a wordplay joke once.
I suppose.
But basically what I just did, I wouldn't use it in actual, like, communication with people.
Communication.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a podcast, and he thinks he's good at communication.
I am good at communication. I'm just not very good at communicating.
Okay, do you want to define that word?
No, I think the audience can figure it out from context clues.
There's I don't. I can't. Can you define it for me?
It's where you communicate, but mm-hmm. it's a subset in that mm-hmm. you have to use palpitations of the heart to get your message across. And I think I did that this episode.
Have you been feeling a lot of heart palpitations? Because you should maybe go to a doctor.
No, I haven't been feeling heart palpitations, but you didn't notice. Good. So I was communicating effectively that I feel healthy.
And that was important to coming up with the term botch, was that you feel healthy?
I feel like I'm just going to dig myself a hole here.
Yeah, I'm happy to let you keep on.
I'm just going to say no. I just thought it was funny. And at the same time,
thought you were healthy.
I was healthy. Uh-huh. So I was just mentioning, oh, I'm not good at communicating, but I'm good at communication.
Okay.
Unrelatedly to the thing I just said. So it was kind of a non sequitur that made it sound like it was a sequitur, but it was not at all.
Here's the thing is that this isn't funny anymore. So now I'm just confused and bored.
Yeah. Sorry, audience. We tried.
We tried to be like funny for a second and not talk about like horrible, shitty people saying shitty things to you, but we came got up distracted.
Empty. Yeah. We came up empty by what terrible things could Rhodes say to you instead?
He could say that you're a botch. And he could say that he was communicating it to you.
Botch, please. That's
okay,
fine.
That is pretty funny. I'm like into that, I guess. Why is that a thing?
I like it.
Oh man.
It's very botch, dumb.
Please. Oh fuck. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
We had one joke this episode and we nailed it.
And we nailed it. I guess this episode's called Botch Please.
Oh no. Make sure to spell it right on the iTunes.
On the iTunes.
Otherwise you won't be communicating very well.
Holy shit. We have to like either come up with something else to say or stop saying things entirely because
this is getting to be circular. Yeah. Sorry.
Getting
audience.
To be.
I thought we had some good talking points though, because of the things we did. So I feel like we can probably wrap it up and feel good about ourselves today.
All right. Did we actually talk for like near as long as we usually do?
We're at 38 minutes of talk time. So it's a little short, but not the shortest mm-hmm. we've ever, like maybe the shortest we've ever done, but not super duper short. Like we'd usually range between like 40 minutes and an hour and 10. So that's within the range to kind of.
Okay. Well, we are going to have to delete everything you just said.
Oh, really?
Because it was boring. Shit. Why do we have to tell people the average range of our episodes and shit?
Well, also, if we need to fill up more time, I can just talk more about averages versus means and then, like, statistical analysis of our times. But I don't think anyone's interested in that either.
Okay. It's okay.
But if you cut it out, we won't be at 39 minutes and 17 seconds. And if we can get to that 40-minute mark, we'll be great.
Well, I guess what I want to say is... Oh, you know what else I should do before we wrap up is apologize for implying that like women don't like penises. Apparently some women do. I apologize. We talked about this in an episode that we're never going to release because it was boring and not very good. But
That's right.
Yeah. Apparently I was like wrong about that. I don't want to speak for everybody. I was sort of making a joke, but also I was being pretty like, this is the truth. And for this group of people, and that's not cool. And I was wrong. So my bad about that.
To be fair though, I only gathered from context clues in life that that was not the case. But also I 100% believe that would be the case because what the fuck is with dicks, dude? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I super don't get it. And I guess you can still be a straight woman and not be into dicks. Like, you can still feel sexual attraction to people and not be into dicks. I don't know. I guess what I mean to say is just some women also are into dicks.
Which does not make any sense to me. But yeah. All right. There's almost
I guess.
Yeah, you do you. I'm not going to stop you from whatever.
Or you do him.
Nice. That was funny because it was like word.
It was like wordplay.
It was wordplay. Yeah. Yeah. It was funny.
It was funny.
All right. We need to classify this as a comedy podcast now because that was the joke we made.
Finally.
We made it to the iTunes charts, guys. We're comedy now.
No, that doesn't mean we're on the charts. It just means that we have one thing that you need to get into iTunes, which is a genre.
No, but now we're on a different chart. We were on the sexuality chart, and now we're on the comedy.
Should we be on the comedy chart? Probably.
Yeah, you put us on the sexuality one.
Oh, maybe we should go in comedy.
Maybe you can put us in both, if that's even a thing that can happen.
Can you? I don't know. Man, it was so long ago that I finally figured out how to do all that stuff. And I don't like it. I don't like being the one who does the stuff. In almost every situation, I don't like to be the one that does the stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's a metaphor and true.
It's a metaphor?
Yeah, for sex.
Are you petting your microphone?
No, I was you're scrolling at my trackpad.
Oh, I was like, either he's petting his microphone or he's doing that thing where you stick your finger through a hole and you were just sitting there making that into the microphone.
Just this?
Because you're like, you know, sex. Okay, audience, I just you get this. Did it and hit my microphone a couple times on accident. This will read in the audio medium.
Man, we really understand how audio medium works and don't rely on visual gags at all. Good on us.
Oh, man.
All right. We should probably wrap this up here.
Okay. Just to reiterate, we have an email address, which
exists.
I should probably check at some point.
I think I've checked it a couple times.
What?
I think I've checked it a couple times. It's kind of logged into my thing. So.
Oh, great. I mean, I could get to it very easily. I just don't even think about it. But the point is, there or Tumblr, you could send us a note if you wanted to about stuff you want us to talk about or something you've experienced. Because obviously we're here talking about our experiences and that's not universal to everything. Why are you typing right now? I was trying to connect with the listeners.
You can hear me typing?
Yeah, I could hear you typing super loud.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, just if you have something you wanted to say or something you wanted us to talk about or something you'd like to add into the world of this. I don't know. I guess I'm just saying here we are and we're talking about our stuff, but maybe we can talk about some of your stuff too. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Let us know. We'd love to do that thing.
Probably. I mean, unless what you have to say is really boring and uninteresting, but probably it won't be. It'd probably be good.
Aggressively hateful for no reason, then probably not super into that either. Actually, we'd probably talk about it and dissect it and make fun of you.
Yeah, I would probably laugh a yeah. pretty good amount. I would fun. Like feel bad about it, but I'd laugh about it, and later maybe I'd feel bad about it, and then I would laugh about it, and it would just kind of be the cycle, and I would return to it all the time when I felt bad.
Yeah, I think I'd make fun of like the ridiculous nature of the people who would have to be hateful towards us, because we're nice, right? We're not
mean. And we are literally nothing.
Yeah, like if you're like if we're getting hate mail and we have like 2 subscribers, which I don't think we even have.
I don't think we have any subscribers.
I subscribe, so we have at least 1 technically.
Okay, I super don't know how like Apple's podcast analytics works then, because it's like no one's ever listened to this, no one's subscribed to this, no one's downloaded it, no one has touched this, and I
straight
don't understand.
False. That's straight false.
I don't know what
actually,
it means.
Actually, Marina, we have a listenership of over 2 million.
Oh my god! I shouldn't have said all the truthful things about my life.
Yeah, for real. And in fact, people are actually at your door right now trying to get an autograph. So,
God, could you imagine?
No.
I mean, not in like a good way. I mean, if there are literally people outside, I would shit. Like, anytime someone shows up at my door, I'm like, what? Who is this? Are they trying to kill me? I live in an apartment by myself. What do you want? Are you a murderer? I'm not going to fucking open my door. And then I do because I feel bad. And then they're like, oh, this is the wrong house, huh? Because you're standing there in pajamas and I was coming to meet a cool friend for a party. And you're just in your bathrobe and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, yeah, wrong house, I guess. Please go away.
Do you ever just like shout through the door like wrong house?
Well, I didn't know. Oh, God. I didn't know. It was like possible someone had ordered me food because they loved me.
Mm.
But no.
No, but what I'm saying is like if you do that, if you're like, no, wrong house. And then they're like and then they're like, are you sure? I'm looking for a Marina. Then you have to like go through that awful pain of like, oh, fuck. Hi, I don't have a weird voice. I'm Marina.
Oh, that wouldn't happen. They're never looking for me.
But they could, like, what if they were looking to deliver food is my point.
If like, they if you, were, they would also pronounce it like Marina or something.
That's true. So. That's true. I'm very experienced with people not knowing how my name works. So I get that.
Yeah. Yours is weird too.
Yeah. Thanks mom and dad.
I had a swim coach, not coach. I just like had a swim class or something for a couple of weeks when I was younger. And the guy literally called me Marinara for the whole time. And I was like, I'm not going to bother. I guess I am. I am saucy. So sure.
Hey, Marinara, get over here. And you're just like, really? I don't think this is that comparable to that word, but all right.
Yeah, you add so many letters, dude. Like, so many letters.
So many. At least a couple R's are getting added here. Like,
and a couple N's and a couple more A's.
And just fuck it, an M. Why not?
Marinerma.
Marinerma.
Oh, man.
All right, let's wrap it up here. All right, so this has been Every 6 Seconds, Sex and Relationship Podcast.
With Marina.
With Mara.
No, you're supposed to say your name. You're so bad at this for doing introductions in the wrong name, and you're going to say what someone has said wrong about your name before, you idiot.
Okay, I gotcha.
This has been Every 6 Sec with me, Marina, and...
Roz.
Yeah, I was figuring someone's probably said like rods before.
People say rods, they say road, like they just drop the S, which blows my mind. I'm like,
it's a silent S.
It's a silent E and S. Good point. It's a silent last half of the word. There's like Rose, I've heard that a lot. I've heard had people call me Robert, but that's because I told them to. Anyway,
that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. So yeah, this is the end of the podcast.
Goodbye.
Stop listening. Goodbye. It's over
now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.